Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Hey, I was wondering, it has to do with our good friend Lizzo. Oh. How many did she win last night? Three?
Three, but only one of them was televised.
Okay. Lizzo, big winner at the Grammy Awards. Not Billie Eilish big, but still big.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Eric, it's Andrew. Thanks. I was watching the Grammy pre-show, and the host was trying to get Lizzo's attention for an interview when they had to cut away and hit the dump button. I was wondering, what do you think Lizzo did, and how long will the delay be for Chip's dip in a Mexico trip's dump button? Well, what I think she did is probably say the F-bomb 14 times, Andrew. I can't really confirm it, but pretty certain that's probably the case.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the dump, do you have something there, Whip?
No, I was going to confirm that in her acceptance speech, she definitely said the F-bomb
right.
At least twice. It was dropped out on the show, but as I was watching it on YouTube,
yeah.
Totally unedited.
Got it.
Definitely an F-bomb.
Got it. What about the pre-show Andrew was talking about?
Don't know about that.
All right. And how long will the delay be for Chip's dip at a Mexico trip's dump button? Half hour?
Half hour?
45 minutes? Something like that. I think
you
the delay will be.
Even that much? I think it's going to.
Yeah.
Right away.
What?
I think she's going to say it many times, and it's going to
be
like...
How long is the delay for the Chip's dip in a Mexico trip?
So we have ample time
right.
To dump her
right.
Swear words.
Oh, that's what you mean. Okay. Well, yeah, I think
you're
probably
when,
right.
When you're
half
in delay,
hour.
Like
yeah.
We are right now?
Yeah. No, you're right. Half
yeah.
Hour.
Yeah, about a half hour, 45 minutes.
45
yeah.
Minutes.
Yeah. Did you actually hit your head on the shower, too?
No.
Like when you were trying to
I
fix your eye, did you slam your head against the wall in the shower? Should we have you in concussion protocol right now?
I might have, and I just don't remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's likely she's going to swear. That's what Andrew's saying. Hence the reason how long on the dump button.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go about a half hour. The crazy ways that millennials can save money to retire early, give yourself an allowance, mm-hmm. Set up your paycheck into an auto deposit, and say no to out-of-state weddings. Top three things you need to start saying no to. 312-233-1019. At number three, Denise.
Shopping on Amazon.
Time to say no to shopping on Amazon.
I can see that, yeah.
Even more specifically, number two, Sandy.
I said the same thing. Shopping on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
That's even faster.
Up in the ante a little bit. And finally, in at number one, Dan, it's time to say no to...
Family get-togethers, functions, birthday parties, holiday get-togethers, say no to it.
All right.
All of it.
All of it. Any opportunity to get together with family, just say no.
Yesterday was the first time in about 12 years that I said I'm not going to my in-laws.
Oh, wow. What was the occasion?
It was birthdays, like adult birthdays. And I said, I got home from work yesterday morning, and my wife's like, we're going to my sister's house. I said, I'm not going.
I'm not going. I'm not doing it.
You're like,
I'm putting
tired.
My foot down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying no. Enough of this. She's a grown woman. We don't need to go sing to her. She's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm with you, Dan.
Yeah, hopefully that didn't cause problems.
Yeah. Was your wife okay with it?
I've argued this for a long time, so finally I got one.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You know what? You were due. 312-233-1019. I swear it works. People warden off the flu by placing potatoes on their feet. Everybody that has any brain in their head said, that doesn't work. But there are people that are like, yes, it really does. I saw these guys perform last night. I believe they took home the Grammy for a new alternative rock band. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
You swear by what?
My Polish family swears by Badger Fat.
Badger Fat. Didn't they win last
Correct.
Night?
What?
Badger Fat, yeah.
Yeah, for new alternative rock band.
Yeah, that
Badger
was kind of
Fat.
An upset.
Out of Madison, and up there in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Badger Fat.
Well, out of the hip stuff happens.
All right, so what does Grandma say about Badger Fat?
They have a lot of homemade remedies, and this one always got me. It comes in a jar. It literally only has a sticker of a badger on it. Came from Poland, and they said to rub it, like if you have a cough, rub it on your chest. Someone has a headache, rub it on your forehead. They wanted me to rub it on my baby, and I'm like, absolutely not.
Rub badger fat on your baby.
No doubt. No,
but don't take them outside where the coyotes are. They'll smell that for blocks.
No kidding.
Wow.
So you shut that down.
You can get a jar of badger fat? Where do you... I don't think that's at Mariano's.
What's the bootleg? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a jar of badger fat.
You gotta know the right
Right next
people.
To the ranch dressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I swear it works. Ashley.
Hi. My friend from college swears his grandma says that a shot of Jaeger fixes everything.
Mm. That's true, actually.
I don't know if it fixes everything, but it doesn't hurt much.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
I don't see any downside, really, unless you have like seven of them.
Yeah.
And you might feel worse. Shot of Jaeger fixes everything. I swear it works, Karen.
Yes, I put duct tape on the bottom of my feet to remove corn.
Oh my gosh!
It works.
I swear it works. It rips them right out.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I believe, yeah, Dr. Sklar doesn't recommend that procedure. But
are you sure?
But we can always check. Just tape up the bottoms of your feet and pull the corns right out. Rub a little badger fat on it when it's done. You're good to go. It is time to find out what is going on in the world around us. I'm guessing we can all pretty much pinpoint and target what we might find on trending on Twitter today, but let's see if this is the case as we check in with our social media director, Mel D. She keeps track of everything, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and of course, Twitter. Hi, Mel D.
Hi, guys.
We all set with the top three?
Yeah, it's a lot of Grammy stuff.
I would have imagined, yes. All right, trending on Twitter in at number three.
Okay, the Grammys happened last night. Billie Eilish pretty much won all the big awards, but Demi Lovato had her big comeback, so she debuted a new song called Anyone. She wrote this song before she took a bit of a break to focus on her health, and she even got choked up singing the song and had to begin it a second time. So this was her first public performance on stage since 2018. She received a standing ovation for it, and we're going to see more of her this weekend when she sings the national anthem this Sunday at the Super Bowl.
That's pressure-packed stuff.
Yeah, it is.
The anthem at the Super Bowl. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Yeah, so the Jonas Brothers didn't win any Grammys last night, but the big takeaway was that if you're a fan, then you heard a little bit of their new song, Five More Minutes. So when they did this performance, if you Shazam the Grammy clip to hear what the new song was called, or you just didn't know what it was because it was something new, Shazam revealed that they actually have a new album coming out, which is a pretty cool little secret. There's no details, but they do have an album coming out, and that was their big takeaway.
That's really good because I haven't heard much about the Jonas Brothers this past year.
Yeah, right?
They've been too quiet.
Yeah, they've
too
been really under the radar. Yeah. Really under the radar with everything. Yeah.
We need more information.
Just get right back out there. Hit while the iron's hot.
I guess that's the other school of thought.
Yep. And finally, trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes sparked a brief moment of concern at the Grammys after they both walked the carpet separately. They were not seen in any photos together inside the Staples Center. Even when they were Camila was performing, they didn't do any takeaway shots to Shawn. So everybody rushed to Twitter thinking maybe they had split up.
That's what I did.
The good news is that
every couple of hours I rush to Twitter just to check on those two.
The good news is they're okay. They were seen after the award show at an event party with Lewis
Capaldi. Doing it in the parking lot?
In
the back of a pickup truck?
No, they were partying with Lewis Capaldi.
In a pickup truck with Lewis Capaldi, right?
Let's not get these
stories conflated.
Yeah, they were at a bar. Camila and Shawn, they didn't take home any Grammys, but Camila had an emotional performance where she dedicated a song to her dad at the show, and that was her big takeaway.
My favorite is jumping in this, and Mel D's really focused and trying to get through it.
He's really geared up.
This is music, and it means something, and I wish you would stop saying that they're doing it in the back of a Ford pickup truck. They're not! And if they are, I'm certain it's very loving and caring, and there's a lot of caressing.
Artistic.
Oh, yeah. All right, thank you. Hi there, Katie.
Hello.
Hi, what kind of athletic feat would you post?
In middle school, I broke the school record for the amount of push-ups a girl could do in seventh grade.
Look at that. Ooh, we got a record holder right here, Katie. Katie, the push-up queen.
Awesome.
How many?
33.
Wow.
33. Now, are those on your knees or are they not on your knees?
They were the traditional standard push-ups.
Wow, and you
real one.
Oh, bam, bam,
that's
bam.
Really good.
Wow.
Yeah. Nose to the floor every time.
Now, if you were to drop and give us 33 now, could you do it?
I don't know.
You might want to include that.
Yeah, for sure.
And when you hold the seventh grade record for push-ups, that's still intact?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's saying something. Antonio.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, your unusual athletic accomplishment.
So in high school, you know how you have the physical fitness test.
Right.
In senior year, we were selected to be a team that went to California and competed against 32 other states. So, in order to be in the competition, you have to place in the top 1%. on the physical fitness test.
So you were there in the top 1%?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
not an ounce of fat on you. You ran like the wind.
Wow.
Congratulations. Back then I did. Yeah. Now there's a little plump.
Yeah. If you were in the top 1% then, would you say you're in the bottom 50% now?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. That's so much.
But it's
all
your
right.
claim.
Yeah,
to fame.
You got your moment. Yeah. Hey there, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hi. You would stand out or stand apart on the dating app. Why?
I used to play foosball in the bar across the street, but after about a year of that, I wound up playing in 3 world championships.
They Whoa. Have foosball what? World championships?
That's
Seriously?
Right.
Wow.
Seriously.
You know what I like? How you said, Whoa. I used to play, I don't anymore. As though, you know, you got too old for it.
Exactly.
No, I'm not quite the foosball shape I was.
Come on. Let's not go there. But, yeah. No, I still have a foosball table in my basement.
Yeah, you know, but I'm retired. Yeah. I'm not in top foosball shape
yeah.
anymore.
No.
That was back when I was working out for the foosball championships
yeah.
as a champion.
Right? That's pretty good.
I wish my dad wouldn't, or I wish my dad would stop. Much like Liv Tyler says that she wishes her dad, Steven Tyler, who you saw perform last night with Run DMC. Maybe the reason that the performance seemed so long to me was they had to take an intermission so that Run DMC could sit down and catch
stop.
Their breath.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whew.
Right.
Okay,
get
second act. Here we go. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
makes sense.
Well,
I mean, those
old guys.
Exactly.
I wish my dad would or wouldn't. Liv Tyler says her dad, all he ever does is hump the microphone stand, and we all know that to be true. Best one gets a prize. Hi, Leah.
Hi. I wish my dad would stop walking around in public in his spandex biker shorts.
Oh, nice.
What?
He wears them as pants.
Yes, he doesn't realize he needs to put something over.
Wow, that's a lot.
Heavy,
well.
Dad walking around in biker shorts.
Yeah, you should tell him.
Wish my dad would stop, Ethan.
Well, my dad, he's a food pusher, and even I'm 29 years old, and we get in with my friends, and he'll, in a thick Southern accent, still offer us food. We'll say no, and he'll bring out a plate of food and force my friends to eat the food.
Ah, you're like, Ethan, you're like Violetta's long-lost brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dad's a food pusher. Emily, I wish my dad wouldn't.
So my dad is a 72-year-old little Polish man, and I wish he would stop wearing his tracksuit that he's had since the
80s. Nice.
Oh, no.
Got the, sweet 80s tracksuit look going.
Yeah, have you ever
said
anything?
The best one. Yeah. The best one is his bright yellow Adidas.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
He also, I believe, performed for a while with Run DMC.
Exactly.
Yeah. My dad wouldn't. Casey.
My dad, he likes to buy clearance tank tops at Kohl's, especially the ones that have, like, cityscapes on them, especially during the winter. Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. I wish my dad was wearing the muscle tanks all winter long from Kohl's.
Yeah, it's when you get the best deals on the tanks in the winter.
I wish my dad wouldn't. 312-233-1019. Cole.
I wish my dad would stop telling my girlfriends. He always says this, you know, one of the first few times he meets them. He goes, you got to leave early because tonight is family bath night.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
I'm sorry, Michelle. I don't know if you know if Cole told you, but we do family bath nights on Fridays.
But,
we all get together in the bathtub. It's great.
It's weird if he invites the girlfriend.
312-233-1019. Hey, Ruth.
Hey.
I wish my dad wouldn't.
I wish my dad would stop wearing women's underwear.
What?
What? Wait. What? Yeah. Why is he doing that?
He says it's comfortable for as long as I remember. He has always had women's thongs, and he actually showed my now husband the first time that he met him. Pulled down his pants and showed him the thong.
Wait, I was going to say, how do you even know your dad wears thongs?
We should introduce you to Cole. They might be good at family bath night.
Oh. Wow, that's so awesome.
He showed her boyfriend.
Ah.
They're comfortable.
Well, what's it going to be? 80s tracksuits, muscle tanks, biker shorts in public, food pusher, family bath night, or my dad shows his women's underwear around. I didn't see that one coming.
No, neither did the boyfriend.
Melissa.
Family bath night.
Whip.
Yes, family bath night.
Violetta.
Family bath night.
Congratulations.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. The Mix, 312-233-1019. It was all over Twitter. In fact, trending earlier this morning and yesterday. that it appears as though Nick Jonas, while performing That's a Man, Baby, last night.
What a man gotta do.
Thank you, Melissa. Oh. What a man gotta do. That's Mel D's line.
Oh, sorry.
She's the music director. I was getting there.
Oh.
I set her up. She's all serious. And then, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, anyway. And while he was performing during it, it appears as though he had some kind of broccoli in his teeth, which he did confirm later on. There had been some backstage broccoli consumption.
Well, what are you going to do?
And what a man got to do. And none of his brothers had told him.
Right.
Which earlier this morning, I said, well, that's pretty standard. And Violetta and Melissa like, I would tell him right away.
Yeah.
Which means you obviously neither one of you have a brother.
I don't. You're right.
See, I understand.
I tell you when you get toothpaste on the corner of your mouth.
I when it's your brother, like if it was one of my brothers, no way I'm telling him.
I know.
In fact,
right.
I'm actually trying to get him to eat more broccoli.
Oh, my
God. See if I can get more stuck up in it.
Really?
Like, oh, you should try the broccoli. It's really good. Well, I've had some. Try some more.
Swish it around a little.
So we just did a Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll and asked 10 unsuspecting listeners who didn't know the question ahead of time, if your brother had broccoli in his teeth, would you tell him? What percentage said, no? No, I would not tell him.
No.
No way. CJ.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
In the whip, I would say 1% say no, because I got a son.
1%? No, sorry.
What?
Really? Sorry, CJ. Sorry, it's not one.
Too high?
Much higher than that.
Oh, really?
Much, much higher. What percentage would not tell? Emily.
70%.
70%. No. No. Christine, what percentage would not tell their brother broccoli in the teeth?
60%.
Exactly right. Still more than half.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was going to be 100.
No. Still more than half would not tell their brother. Well, see, why would you think 100? Both of you guys said you would.
Well, it's because I don't have a brother. Maybe if I had a brother,
my brother.
You know?
Well, all these people had to theoretically have a brother.
Right.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, 60% would not. This morning's Mixed Morning Mindbender revealed that 60% of you wouldn't tell him. If he was your brother, you wouldn't have told him either, just like Joe and Kevin didn't tell him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right? More than I thought.
Right. Let's stick along the lines of no one told me.
Okay.
312-233-1019. What happened to you? What did you do? What did you experience that you would have hoped someone told you, but they didn't? I had broccoli in my teeth all day long. You hear this a lot. Maybe not a lot, but I have heard it several times from women in particular for whatever reason, because women's clothes are weird whip.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Like fronts and backs are pretty much all the same.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And somebody will get home and realize you wore your shirt backwards and inside out the whole day.
Yeah, right? That's happened.
And no one told you.
Mm-hmm.
I ripped my pants once, and it was straight on the back. But
right on the crack there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was a big old hole and nobody
told
me.
No one told you.
And then they finally, somebody's like, you're just something in your back. And I'm like turning around looking.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, what?
Whole day. Pants have been virtually ripped off you and you have no idea. No one told you. 312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. No one told you what there, Jeff?
Yeah, I was leading the guitar in two services at Rolex Church, and my fly was down for both services.
Oh. No one told you. No one told you. You're rocking out on your guitar at church, really selling the Lord. No one told you. You're like, this is the house of the
Praise
Lord. You should have told me.
Yep.
All right. Hi there, Shauna.
Hi, when I was in high school in the 80s, I was wearing pantyhose and a mini skirt, and I walked into school all the way to my locker at the back of the school with my skirt tucked into the top of my waistband in the back. Everything else.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
I feel like you hear a lot of women tucking things in waistbands.
Yeah. Unintentionally.
Yeah. We as men don't have to worry about that. Just thankfully. Yes. Thankfully so. Lori.
Hi.
Hi. No one told you.
Nobody told me I had a hanger on the back of my jacket. I walked all the way to work from the train station, and not one person told me.
Wait a minute, you were wearing the coat with the hanger in it?
Yes, I was. On the back of my coat. It was looped on my belt.
Okay, so it like...
Oh, so it was hanging from the coat. It wasn't in the shoulders, like attached to your head.
No, it was not. It was on the back of my coat.
That's still hilarious. I have to say, I don't think we've ever seen that before.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's somebody comes up to tap you on the shoulder. I'm like, let her go. Let her go. See how long. See how far this goes. We got to ride this thing out. Like, I'm going to follow her to her work. I want to see what happens. No one told you. No one told you what, Julia?
Hi. I did an entire kickboxing workout class with my workout pants on inside out with the white crotch exposed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No.
None of your other fellow kickboxing participants said a word, huh?
Nobody said anything, but I got a good workout in.
Okay.
No one said a word, Sue.
I was playing. I was playing softball in my bikini at the Forest Preserve with my brother and his friend, and my boob was hanging out.
What?
And my brother kept signaling, like rushing. I thought he was signaling some kind of
play.
Volleyball.
All right,
play.
I'll steal third. I'll steal
your
third.
Boob.
All right, fine. We never went over signs before the game. I don't know what that is. Oh, his brother's friends are like, quit telling her. Don't tell her. Just let it be. We never get this happening during our softball game.
Freaks from Florida. They're freaks from Florida.
Duh.
Freaks from Florida. Hear about those freaks from Florida.
Duh.
Earlier this morning, Melissa and Whip outvoted Violetta. Violetta just wanted weekend wrap-up.
But, I love weekend wrap-up.
I know you do.
But I'm excited for this.
Melissa and Whip really love Freaks from Florida, and I have a whole bunch of Florida stories piling up, so I get rid of all these freaks. Williamsburg, Florida. Florida man busted after using social media to sell marijuana. Oh, all Melissa cares about is what is his social media site, so she can go
get
there.
Out.
Huge pothead. Huge pothead.
What's
Melissa. Did you eat all the gummies?
No, there were no gummies.
I saw that bag of gummies that you bought.
No.
Sharing is caring.
How about the chocolate bar? Did you eat the whole chocolate bar?
No.
In one sitting?
You know, we can...
That's not advised.
Go together and buy some, I guess, if you want some.
From Winter Haven, Florida, thief wearing hover shoes caught stealing at Walmart.
Hover shoes?
A man wearing a pair of self-balancing hover shoes recently rolled into a Walmart, filled up his cart, then glided out of the Florida store without paying for the merchandise.
Like almost like he's invisible.
I think so,
Nobody
will He's thinking, everybody's so distracted by my Moto Kicks hoverboard shoes, they're not going to notice that I just stole a toaster. And a toaster oven and an iPhone.
Right.
That's wild.
This one's wild, too. We go to Miami for a story of a restaurant calls police because diners don't pay for their gold steaks. The Rob Report claims famed Miami chef Salt Bae recently called the police on a diner after the man and his friends refused to pay their $5,000 dinner bill.
Whoa. What?
The group had ordered several $1,000 tomahawk steaks wrapped in gold.
No. Oh. Why they're $1,000.
Yeah, they're wrapping in gold.
Right.
Yeah. When they received their bill, they threatened to leave without paying. Salt Bae called the police and told them that the steaks would have only cost them $2.75 apiece had they not requested they be wrapped in gold.
Sure. Well, that's much more reasonable.
Yeah.
Florida man in Brevard County is facing a DUI arrest, offers the deputies free MMA classes if they let him go.
Hey, gotta try anything.
Yeah, Florida man claims to be a professional mixed martial arts fighter, was arrested for DUI, and offered up the Brevard County Sheriff's Office free MMA classes should they decide not to press charges. Only in Florida. Florida man drove on the airport runway in Tallahassee after stealing a FedEx truck in order just to get home.
Okay.
Man is in custody after police say he stole a FedEx truck and drove it right onto the runway at the Tallahassee International Airport. Tallahassee police officer looking out the window of the airport noticed the truck driving around on the runways.
Oh, my gosh.
At
1:30
in the morning.
Find his way
home.
Of course it was.
Sure.
Florida man steals midnight snack of Colt 45 and chicken sandwich from a Vero Beach 7-Eleven.
Okay.
See, I feel like that happens at 7-Elevens across the country.
Right.
Not just Florida.
Just funnier if it's in Florida.
Yeah.
I feel like they watch you pretty good, though, at 7-Eleven.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm always like, stop following me. Yeah. I'm just getting a Slurpee.
Really? Man, you look like the type that might steal something. Mm-hmm. Florida woman smiles in mugshot after trying to pee on the police officer.
She did not.
She did. Brooksville, Florida. Florida woman smiled during her mugshot after she was charged with trying to urinate on a police officer as well as running over a man with her car. She's a bad
scene.
Wow. Yeah, a couple of bad ideas.
Big smile on her face, though.
Oh.
And finally, for Freaks from Florida. Florida man tries to avoid arrest by hiding underwater in a pond. Gets caught when he has to come up for air.
I thought he brought a straw with him.
Nah, he's in the pond, and they're like, cops like, he's in there. He'll come out in a second. Just wait. Walburn, Florida. Florida man tried to evade arrest by hiding from police underwater in a pond, but was captured when he finally had to come up for air. Okay, you got me. I didn't know you guys were going to try to wait me out.
Yeah.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.